Chapter 7. The Blue Pill. Being an invalid, Joseph sadly contented himself with a bottle of claret besides his Madeira at dinner, and he managed a couple of plates full of strawberries and cream, and 24 little route cakes that were lying neglected in a plate near him. And certainly, for novelists have the privilege of knowing everything, he thought a great deal about the girl upstairs. Nice, gay, merry young creature, thought he to himself. How she looked at me when I picked up her handkerchief at dinner. She dropped it twice. Who's that singing in the drawing room? Gad! Shall I go up and see? But his modesty came rushing upon him with uncontrollable force. His father was asleep. His hat was in the hall. There was a hackney coach standing hard by in Southampton Row. "I'll go and see the 40 thieves," said he, and misty camp stance, and he slipped away gently on the pointed toes of his boots, and disappeared, without waking his worthy parent. "There goes Joseph," said Amelia, who was looking from the open windows of the drawing room, while Rebecca was singing at the piano. "Miss Sharp has frightened him away," said Mrs. Sedley. "Poor Joe, why will he be so shy?" Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.